In this bulletin, Labor says its climate change policies will create jobs as the coalition questions their cost. Joko Widodo on track to claim victory in Indonesia's presidential election. And in football, Tottenham knocks Manchester City off the European Champions League in a wild quarterfinal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. There's debate today over the economic costs of the opposition's proposed climate change policies. The government claims the Labor Party's climate change plans would force Australian businesses to spend $25 billion over the next decade, mainly purchasing international carbon offsets. The Labor Party is setting a target of 45% cut in emissions by 2030 compared to 2005 levels. The government is aiming for a 26% reduction. One estimation is that Labor's policies would cost the economy $472 billion. But opposition leader Bill Shorten says Labor's policies would be good for the economy.
The government's now scaring you about their own policies they used to have and support. When it comes to carbon pollution reduction, our strategy is the lowest cost abatement using a combination of international tools and domestic tools, and might I also say plenty of incentives. Did you know that if we properly invest in renewables, there'll be tens of thousands of new jobs? And did you know that if we don't take action, we're going to have a greater cost on our insurance and arising from natural disasters?
Documents from Geoscience Australia reveal the mining company Adani did not accept expert scientific recommendations for limiting the environmental impact of the proposed Carmichael coal mine in Queensland. Findings show Adani did not accept key advice for its groundwater plan, despite information from Geoscience Australia saying the model used to determine this impact was not fit for purpose. But Adani Australia Chief Executive Lucas Dow says Geoscience Australia never provided the company with this advice, and therefore the company could not have responded. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is on track to retain his position and claim victory in the country's presidential election. The most recent polling station quick count results show Mr. Widodo to be holding a comfortable lead over challenger Prabowo Subianto. Official results from the Election Commission are expected in May. 28 people have died and a further 28 have been injured after a tour bus crashed on Madeira Island in Portugal. The bus carrying 55 people rolled down a steep hillside after veering off a road. It overturned, colliding with at least one house. The people who have died are believed to have been German nationals, and the Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa has expressed his condolences. Benjamin Netanyahu has been formally nominated to again be Israel's Prime Minister. Following the country's recent election, Israel's president has tasked Mr. Netanyahu with forming a government within 42 days. Mr. Netanyahu says his latest election win is humbling.
This is the fifth time I accept upon myself the task to form a government in Israel. There is no greater privilege in democratic life. I'm moved like it's the first time, in a certain way, even more than the first time. And I will do everything to earn the trust that the citizens of Israel gave me. I'm well aware of the great responsibility on my shoulders, and I will act as the messenger of the people, all of its parts, those who voted for me, those who didn't vote for me.
In football, Tottenham has defeated Manchester City on the away goals rule to progress to the semi-finals of the European Champions League. Manchester City has won a wild quarter-finals second leg, 4-3. The two teams combined for 5 goals in the first 21 minutes of the game. The quarter-final finished tied at 4-4 after 2 legs. But Tottenham's 1-0 win in the first leg last week means the 3 goals they scored away to Manchester City suffice for them to progress to the semi-finals on the away goals rule. Manchester City had a potential last-minute winning goal ruled out for offside. Tottenham manager Maurizio Pochettino says his players are heroes.
I think we deserve to be in the semi-final. My players are heroes. I told you before the game, happen what happen, I'm going to feel proud about them. And after to be qualified for the semi-final, making history, more than happy and more than proud for them.
Tottenham will play Dutch side Ajax in the semi-finals. Barcelona will play Liverpool in the other semi-final. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 25. Adelaide, much the same, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, showers clearing, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 26. Wollongong, sunny, 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 26. Newcastle, also sunny, 27. Shower or two in Brisbane, 27 degrees. Much the same in Cairns, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.